What a great family.
Everyone, and I mean everyone, at St. Louis Closet Company, from the designers to the installers, have one goal in mind, and that is for you to be completely satisfied. Other companies say they'll do it, but at St. Louis Closet Company, 23 years, they have satisfied customers. They've won every award there is to win. Now, what about your closets? They'll come out to your house, and they'll give you a free in-home estimate. In about an hour, they'll have a design ready for you to look at, and of course, you can change, because at St. Louis Closet Company, it's all about custom designs. The installations are completed in one day by St. Louisans. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. Murphy beds, master bedroom closets, laundry rooms, home offices, garages, mudrooms, even pantries. St. Louis Closet Company, check out their showroom on Big Bend, or check them out online, stlouisclosetco.com, and ask about their spring special. 314-781-9000, 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air.
We got lots to share.
Listen in the car or your underwear. Crank Opinions
and you don't on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of...
Girls who put out on the first date.
Oh, I don't care for that. I do not care for those kind of girls.
Never stay with a girl.
No.
If she did that on the first
no.
date.
No, if I was on the first date with a girl and she said, hey, I think I would like to put out for you, I go, get out of my car.
See ya.
Yeah, you'll never hear from me again. You loose, easy tramp. Yeah. You hussy. Well, good afternoon. P.I., we have so much in common.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the April 29th. Only one more day left after today in this month of April, because as you know, 30 days has September, April, June, and November. And we're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling, 71 years in business. What a fantastic family business this Matheny is. I'm going to try my best to convince you to call them soon.
Hey!
But first, a round of introductions at the control board. It's Eon, the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if it is time for you to get a second opinion on your financial advice, why wouldn't you get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason? For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss, proud father of Alyssa, a fine singer and a gold trophy winner, she and her choir. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. No, I haven't told him yet. We're talking about the Scott Rosenblum thing and the DWI. I didn't know this. Rat Boy has a record. He
really?
Gave me a printout of it. Yeah. Pulled over and taken in arrest under the suspicion of DWUIC. Driving while under the influence of... What's it?
Cheese.
Driving while under the influence of cheese.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess if cheese would be old, it could almost ferment. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it could make you a little bit dizzy if it's old, bad, moldy cheese. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. What a crowd. Packed house today, standing room only. Those of you who think about getting tickets to be part of the live audience in the Annex, we are completely booked through 2022. So just thought you'd like to know that before you waste a lot of time. We're brought to you today by Matheny Heating and Cooling. 71 years this year. terrific family business. I love the investigative reports like Dateline in 2020 when they send the undercover people out with the hidden cameras. My three favorites were valet parking. And since I saw that 10 years ago, I will not let anybody valet park my car. Sometimes you have no choice, but if there's a choice, I don't care if I have to park a mile away, I'll park my own car. Boy, was that an eye-opener. The second of the three was the auto repair shops, where they put the car up on the rack, and then they shoot some oil in there, let it drip, and they call the customer over, hey, look, they got oil dripping out of the bottom. That's a move, man. You got a gasket leak or something. And the other was the heating and cooling expose. That was an eye-opener as well. It's scary to realize how many companies rip people off and how easy it is to do. And of course, it's easiest when it's something that you know the customer doesn't know anything about. I mean, how many regular people have any idea about what's inside that big thing with the big fan, that compressor outside your house? Almost nobody. How many people know how to work on today's cars with the technology and know if they put it up on a rack and looked under there what they're looking at or under the hood? You know. So you have to find somebody to come out and service your heating and your cooling, soon to be just cooling, thank goodness, and just trust that what they're going to tell you is the truth. I will be stunned if we ever hear of one incident where anybody that works for Matheny tries to pull that crap. That's just not how they work. It's not what's kept them around for 71 years. They don't do that because they have a reputation to uphold. And as effective as I'd like to think that we are when it comes to advertising, and we're pretty effective, you will still never replace word-of-mouth advertising, people telling other people. That will always be the best form of advertising. Now, where we come in is you got to get a bunch of people initially to know who you are and to do business with you so they can tell other people. But once you get to that point, any business is crazy because it's going to be very short-lived if you start trying to cheat people. So when it comes to your heating and cooling, and soon to be just cooling, as I said, a couple things to think about. If it's not working on the fritz, where did that come from, do you think? Who's fritz?
On the fritz.
I don't know.
On the fritz. As we get into warmer weather and it's not cooling right, call Matheny. If you aren't necessarily aware of anything wrong, but you just want peace of mind, have it all checked out, lubricated, whatever they do, call Matheny. If the system is just shot, because they don't last forever, and you're going to have to replace the whole system before you take somebody else's word for what it's going to cost and blah, 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 call Matheny. And then keep in mind they work on any brand, any make, any model, any size, commercial, residential. And that's if you live in St. Louis or about 98% of St. Charles County. The only people that they don't serve in St. Charles County are the people at the far, far western part of St. Charles County. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneHeatingandCooling.com. Thursday, we're going to take a run at our new talent show. For now, the name is The Call, like The Voice, because... And what was the guy's name? I should have gotten that guy's name. It suggested that. I'm sorry, man. Whoever you are, I'm sorry I didn't remember your name.
Was it Bob? No, it wasn't Bob. I was the one asking the question.
Way to go, Dan. Thanks for the help, Dan.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Was it Steve?
Was it Steve? Was it Bill? Was it Jim? Let's go all through every name we know. Was it Mark?
Was it Toby?
Was it Buddy? Was it? I don't remember his name, but I thought he had a great idea of The Call. Let's practice our theme for the call, because you've heard that voice. This is The Voice. Mm-hmm. Now, all together, I'll count us down. A one, a two, a one, two, three, and then we'll all go, this is The Call. Are you ready?
Yeah. Ready.
One, two. One, two, three.
This is The Call.
I think that's it. Wow. That's our theme. Wow. And then Thursday, we'll open the phones up and we'll go, hey, call with your talent. It needs to be something that relies almost exclusively on people's ears, because if it's visual, it's radio. Not going to see it. So The Call, we'll try it Thursday. If it bombs, we won't do it again. Heard a statistic this morning, and this ties right in with the recent arrest of a very well-known defense attorney. Every year, 13 million people in the United States are arrested. I got a calculator. That's 1 in 25 people are arrested. That's unbelievable to me. I would have said, oh, 1 in 200 gets arrested. No, every year 1 in 25. And I'm going to be all over the place here. So what's new? We are anyway. Oh, this whole thing with Donald Sterling, and good for the NBA. Boy, you talk about more than the slap on the wrist. You're out. You can't come to anything. You can't participate in anything. You're basically out. You're still on the team, but you don't show up anywhere. We don't want to see you. Got me thinking about something I still will never understand when it comes to what black people can do and white people can do and black people can't do and white people can't do. Like, the N-word is one I'll never stand. But the other one is how people like Chris Rock or Eddie Murphy can get on stage in front of a predominantly black audience and tell jokes about how stupid and lazy black people are. That's amazing to me. All the things they fight against, all the stereotypes. Chris Rock can get up and make the most discriminatory jokes in the world, and they get a shot of the crowd. They're laughing. They think it's funny. He gets up and says, hey, you want to keep a black man from stealing your cash in your house? Hide your money in a book. And the audience, ah, ha, 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 and it's black people laughing. Does that make sense to either of you? It doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. I would think they'd all get up and walk out or something. Well, but they don't.
Well, it's no different than the people that go see Jeff Foxworthy and
You know what? You may be right.
It's mostly blue collar.
I think the black people in the audience think, well, he's not talking about me. He's talking about those other black people. And I think the Foxworthy redneck crowd, kind of Larry the Cable Guy, I think they think the same thing. Oh, man, that's funny. That's my cousin he's joking about. Right. It's not me. Hey, speaking of that, I'd like to now do my impression of what seems to be almost every single interview that I see on television after a tornado. And here we are. Okay. Well, we spoke with one resident as the resident stood in front of what used to be their home. Here's what he had to say. I'm not kidding. Here's what it sounds like. I'll stand out here with my sister, and I know there's warnings out for tornado, but I didn't take that seriously. And then I look up, it's kind of a gray, blue, green, like a bluish green, gray, black combination of a cloud or something. I said, hell, I think that's a tornado. She said, I think it is too. And then I heard that, you know, a train sound that you hear people talking about. That sound like a freight train or something. Well, I'll tell you something, by God, it does sound like it. And next thing I know, I yelled at the kids. I said, kids, get out and take cover, get in the basement or something. And the next thing I know, the house is gone. We look up and there's no roof, no walls, no nothing. Just took the whole thing away. And, well, hell, I guess we should be thankful we're all still here.
Ah.
That's every interview with the exception of one or two. Why do they never interview anybody who sounds like they got past sixth grade? It's amazing to me. There's a company making store mannequins using as models really heavy. They used a real heavy woman. They used a guy with prosthetic limbs. They used a really tall woman, taller than the average woman. They used a dwarf. And then they unveiled this morning on TV these mannequins, because store mannequins usually are unrealistically thin and perfectly proportioned. And I don't know what I think about this. I get it that what they're trying to say is not everybody is perfect, but it really kind of, something about it when you, and they showed them in the stores and people's reaction. You come around a corner in a department store and there's a mannequin with titanium legs and a real, like, 300-pound female mannequin body. I think it's probably a good idea, because if you see more, the more of that you see, the less likely kids or anybody is to stare at people. You know, like, they've never seen that before. The more normal we make it, the more acceptable, I guess, it is to people. So I think I'm in favor of it now that I think about it. There's a thing you can go to YouTube and get, and a listener called this to my attention, called The Amazing Racist. It's some Jewish guy who goes out with a cameraman and tries to rile up black people, Hispanic people, gay people. You get a chance, you go to YouTube, type in The Amazing Racist. I maintain it's all staged. Because when you see what this guy does, there's no way he's not either in the ground or in the hospital. There's no possible way he could get away with what he does. So I say staged. Tonight, number three in the series of 10, Fargo.
Yes.
FX. Tonight. Can't wait. Can't wait. Mizzou basketball has a new coach, and I'd like for you, Piano, if you would, play that little bit of
my goodness,
the interview with this guy. And people go, well, where did this guy come from? I'll tell you where he came from. He came from the Sesame Street, the Muppets.
Yes, he did.
Play. This is Coach Anderson, Kermit Anderson, the Mizzou basketball coach.
When I arrived
coach.
At Central Missouri 12 years ago, I saw a program with great tradition.
Can you stop me for a second? If anybody thinks that's Dan doing an impression, no, this is the actual coach. Play it again. Coach
when
Anderson.
I arrived at Central Missouri 12 years ago. I saw a program with great tradition and great
When
support,
I arrived at Central Missouri 12 years ago, I
Today
saw,
I see something very similar at Missouri.
I see something
we
very similar
We have all the ingredients to compete at the highest levels and play championship basketball.
That's right.
We just have to get everyone moving in the same direction again and bring back the same principles of teamwork, team-first basketball, defense, and passion that made us so successful.
That's right.
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was somebody... No, that's him.
That's great. Now we can talk to the coach on a regular basis.
Yeah, you know, I'll just say, in fact, let's do it now. Let me, this morning, I talked by satellite to Coach Anderson, Kermit Anderson, the new coach from Mizzou. Coach, congratulations. You must be pretty excited.
Well, thank you, Frank. I am really excited. You know what really excites me is that I can pick the KTRS up here in Columbia, and I'm AM in the PM.
Wow.
Coach Anderson.
Thank you. All right, let's everybody get out and do some drills now.
Well, it didn't take you long to get that one down.
No.
Quick work.
He can talk however he wants if he wins games.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly right. Thank you to Amy. Wow, I hope I can understand this. We asked earlier about, I said I'm still confused as to whether or not you're supposed to agree to the breathalyzer or... Yeah, not. I know that you can lose your life. Here's what she says. Follow me through. I don't know that I understand it, but we'll see. She says, lawyers tell you not to blow. And maybe she's talking about...
Hold on a second.
No, I think it's still the breathalyzer. Lawyers tell you not to blow because it's easier for them to get the fine reduced to a violation that does not require SR-22 insurance form. The SR-22 lets the DMV know that you had a violation severe enough to require additional insurance. If you don't blow, the DMV will not know of the violation, and the SR-22 does not need to be filed. The police will interrogate and threaten the offender that they'll lose their license for a minimum of a year. Now, see, that's what I'd always heard, that if you don't agree to the breathalyzer, you'll lose your license for a year. She says, I know many people who have not blown and had their license reinstated just as quickly as the people who do agree to blow in the breathalyzer. You lose your license for 90 days regardless whether you blow or not. I didn't know that. She said, this is what I found on the Internet. I hope it helps. In almost all DUI and DWI cases, the offender will lose his or her driving privileges at least temporarily. This can happen in two ways. Either the court orders the license be revoked or suspended, or the state motor vehicles department suspends or revokes the license. So I guess if it happened to me, well, first of all, if it happened, I probably wouldn't have been drinking. So I would say, okay, but is that foolproof? Can you not? Aren't there certain things you can have eaten that sort of read as alcohol? Haven't I heard that?
I don't know.
No.
I know if you go to
for the most part,
you work at a company with a drug test, don't eat poppy seed muffins. In the
yeah,
morning.
That was it. It comes out as marijuana or something, right?
No, heroin.
Heroin.
Yeah.
Woo. I think I'll just do it if they go here. Blowing this because I can count on one finger the number of times I've driven where I had much to drink. This is a bonus funny material from Janet, and I dedicate this to Peon. Students in an advanced biology class taking their midterm exam. The last question was named 7 Advantages of Mother's Milk. The question was worth 70 points or no points at all. And one student was hard put to think of 7 advantages, but at the last minute he came up with these 7 advantages of mother's milk. 1, it's the perfect formula for the child. 2, it provides immunity against several diseases. 3, it's always the right temperature. 4, it's inexpensive. 5, it bonds the mother and child. 6. It's always available as needed. And he was stuck for the 7th, and finally he wrote, it comes in two attractive containers, and they're high enough off the ground where the cat can't get it. And he got an A, by the way. What else? Oh, dear Frank, what in the world are these goofy canned commercials that some of the stations are running that pertain to blind people who have some sleep disorder? I know that both KTRS and the Voice of Del Mar Gardens run these things, and seems to me KTRS runs them during your show. I can't swear to that. Well, yes, Gary, they do run them during our show. He says, I got nothing against blind people, but is there a vast market of blind people out there that are unaware of the sleep disorder? I know it's advertising dollars for the station, but these things make me want to scratch my head and wonder. Regards, Gary. Here's what I wrote Gary back, and I believe this. I think that they surveyed blind people, because there are organizations who have a list of who's blind in the area, and they said, hey, what radio do you listen to? And I honestly think the response showed that we are the number one station, the station more blind people listen to than any other, and that's why we got that much business.
Yep.
Number one.
I betcha.
I'm telling you, I'm serious. And then they threw some business at the Voice of Del Mar Gardens because a few of the people are like, well, not a few, most of that audience is like 90 plus, so obviously they're losing their eyesight, so they got the second amount of part of that budget. How much time? I better get to this or we'll be late. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Didn't save the emailer's name for that. I apologize, but he asked for a joke, and I said, I think I told it 7 or 8 months ago, but what the heck? That's long enough. We'll tell it again. And it's a story of a newlywed couple. I think it's one of Dan's favorites, too. A newlywed couple, and it's wedding night, and she's very pure and never seen a man's body naked, never played around. It's an awkward night, and she goes in the bathroom, puts her in her little frilly nightgown thing, and gets in bed, and then out he comes. And he takes his shoes off, and he's standing there just in his boxer shorts and his socks, and his kneecaps face each other. It's just the weirdest looking thing. And she kind of shrieks and just... Oh, he says, no. He says, don't, please, honey, don't freak out. I know it's weird looking. My knees face each other. My kneecaps turn inward. When I was a kid, I had measles. And she says, you mean measles? He said, no, it's a rare disease called measles, and it twists your kneecaps inward, and they face each other like cymbals. Nothing to be alarmed about. And our kids, it's not hereditary. Our kids can't. You don't worry about it. So then he takes his socks off, and the most hideous, hideous-looking, gnarled-up, twisted, pretzeled toes, it's hard to even look at. Looks like his toes were caught in some kind of a shredding machine. She said, oh, my goodness, what? He said, honey, please, relax. You'll get used to it. I know it's horrible-looking. When I was a kid, I had polio. She said, you mean polio? He said, no, polio, rare disease. Very few kids have ever had it. And it just twists and gnarls your toes all up. Our kids, you know, I asked the doctor, it's not carried on in the genes. Don't worry about it. And then he pulls his boxer shorts off. She looks down at him. She says, let me guess. Smallpox.
Here's Tim Weiland. Got a look at traffic for you, Tim.
Dan, it's a mess out there this afternoon. First of all, we just got a report of an accident, Tesson Ferry at Baptist Church Road. Now let's start. Southbound 270, solid jam from Highway 70 down through Manchester, slow from that point through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, the normal, McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 270, 255 through the Canal Bridge, where they only have the left lane open. Now, if you're traveling northbound 170, stop and go from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Southbound 170 is solid between Olive and Highway 40. Westbound 70, you're slow Jennings Station through Bermuda, then 170 through Air Flight. On southbound 141, I guess people are bailing out from 270. You'll find it slow now between Olive and Ladue through Conway, and then from Big Bend down through Highway 44. Eastbound 40, baseball traffic coming in, Clarkson through Mason, Lindbergh through Big Bend, and westbound 40, you're slow from Compton through Vandeventer, then pretty solid Kings Highway through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
You've seen them on Twitter. They have more than 4 million followers. WTF. We're going to have fun facts every Thursday with folks from WTF. Also on Wednesday, Don Lemon from CNN, national, international headlines, and also what's going on in Don's life. We always touch on that. And our Wednesday drive-thru starts with Martin and Randy at 10.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, along with Randy Naughton, weekdays at 10 on KTRS, live and local.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2020. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Remember, flower prices can double next week. Time is running out and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2020. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 2020.
Would you like to take care of your yard? I'd like to take care of my yard, but I was always afraid to until I found DynaGreen. DynaGreen is produced right here in St. Louis. It's formulated and produced in the Midwest for Midwest lawns exclusively. You talk to anybody who knows anything about lawn and garden and mention the name DynaGreen, they almost have a cult-like following. DynaGreen for years has been making products for commercial landscapers. Well, now they're making products and packaging for the retail market. You and me. Now, you and I can take advantage of that DynaGreen product. At DynaGreen, they support your local neighborhood dealer. So ask for it by name. That's right, DynaGreen. Go into your independent lawn and garden dealer and ask for it by name. DynaGreen makes their products specifically for our yards. The picture-perfect lawn, you need DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse, Kirkwood Material Supply, and Bear Garden Center. Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey of Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our practice knowing that we could only be as successful as the families we work with, and nothing makes us happier than helping our clients. Call us now for a no-obligation consultation, and we can help you with a roadmap for your retirement. Call us at 314-909-1116. Our economy and our lives are changing all the time, and you should be sure that you're prepared for both. Our comprehensive approach is designed to give you the predictability and flexibility you need to help effectively protect your assets.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Heisey Advisory Group, a simple path to financial security. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Bless you. Don't let allergies hold you back.
Swing by Walgreens to get the allergy relief you need to start feeling better fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
There we go. Bottle of wine, drink of the wine. When you gonna let me get sober?
All right, let's get it. Let's get her done, as Larry would say. The guy who's getting her done in Southern California is Mike Evans. The people who get her done in the restaurant business and the market, specialty market business, are the folks at Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And Mother's Day is, what, 2 weeks from Sunday or something? Hey, I got a great idea. Reservations at Annie Gunn's for Mom.
11.
Would that be 2 weeks from Sunday?
I think it is. Is it 2 weeks or 1 week?
No, it can't be one week from Sunday. 2 weeks from Sunday.
Yeah.
Simple question. You made it complicated.
This past Sunday?
From this coming Sunday. Two weeks from...
if it's
from
the 11th, it would be...
May 11th.
The following Sunday.
Yeah. No, wait a minute.
It's a week from Sunday.
A week from this Sunday.
This Sunday coming up.
Really? No. Is that right?
Yeah, it's May the 11th.
Wow.
Idiots.
Yeah, no kidding. We are, Mike. Okay, a week from Sunday. All the more reason to get on it and make those reservations at Annie Gunn's. And now, hopefully, a guy who won't sound quite as stupid as I just did from Southern California, sponsored by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, Mike Evans.
Yeah. Yowza, 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 yowza.
It just came up on us, so before I know it, here it is, Mother's Day almost. I thought sure it was further away. How you doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
Great.
I'm a little better today. Every day
sounding
better.
Sounding better every
good.
Day.
I mean,
you
I'm,
said...
I'm just... It's good just not to be sick.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. Pop quiz question. I got another celebrity allergy. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the starlet that has never worn perfume because she can't. She breaks out in hives.
Starlet O'Hanson. See what I did there?
Oh, my goodness.
Starlet. Yeah, sorry.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead. Sorry.
He said Starlin. He said Starlett Johansson.
Yeah, sorry.
Amy Adams. Courtney Cox. Eva LaGoria.
Yes.
There you go. And there you be. Hey, just a quick comment on the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, taking a tire iron to Donald Sterling's knees, the death penalty, the lifetime ban. I got to tell you, in Southern California, Los Angeles, there was sort of a feeling of calmness and justice. Sort of like when the police were arrested for beating Rodney King or hearing O.J. had finally gone to jail. This Donald Sterling has been disliked as long as he's owned the Clippers for 27 years. I think a lot of people are just happy that he's finally going to be out of the picture.
I can't believe the Clippers have been around for 27 years.
It's amazing. Scoop, Debbie Rowe is trying to get custody of Michael Jackson's three kids. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Courts have learned that Debbie's fiancé was a co-conspirator in Michael Jackson's child molesting indictment years ago.
Uh-huh.
Also found out that he has a long history of being in the gay porn business.
Ooh.
I mean, it almost, I can't believe I'm saying this, it almost sounds like the Jackson family might be better parents for these kids than Debbie Rowe and her fiancé.
Well, that's how bad she and that guy would be.
Exactly. It's unbelievable. TV news, I have no idea why, but China has barred Big Bang Theory and The Good Wife from marrying in that country. Have you still never seen Big Bang Theory?
Have never seen one. Don't lecture me.
I just don't get it.
Don't lecture me.
I met somebody the other day that something came up about Jerry Seinfeld. He's never seen a Jerry Seinfeld episode.
Well, I have to tell you something. I've seen more Seinfeld in reruns than I did when it was on originally, and I'm laughing my guts out. It's hilarious, but I didn't really discover it till now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? 5 years from now, you'll be telling me how much you love Big Bang.
You bet.
Heads up, great television coming up 5:30, your time, C-SPAN, Saturday. It's the live White House Correspondents' Dinner. A lot of celebrities are always there. It's always hilarious. Everybody gets ripped, not just with booze, but they get ripped by each other. Obama right in the right as a big target. It's always funny. Have you actually ever sat and watched that thing?
Yes, I have. And I'll tell you when it's best is when the guest, whoever the invited comedian is, bombs. And it's happened.
Well, this year it's going to be Soup host Joel McHale.
Who?
Yeah.
Soup that
oh my
host.
Goodness, I don't even know who that is.
I know.
That's weak.
That is weak, the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I mean, they've had some of the biggest of the big names.
Remember when Imus did it?
Yes.
And he got thrown off, and it was really embarrassing.
Those are the ones I like.
Yeah, I bet you do. Regarding the stories of X-Men director Bryan Singer and some of his peers accused of having affairs with young boys, all I can tell you is a very, very good friend of mine used to go to a lot of parties in Hollywood. We were on the radio together. He went to a lot of these parties, including parties of Bryan Singer's in the 1990s. And he always used to comment how, God, there's always a lot of young boys at these parties.
There you go.
And say no more. And now, although he's denied it, it has been confirmed Oscar Pistorius took acting lessons just days before he took the witness stand at his girlfriend's murder trial in South Africa.
Well, he should get
acting lessons.
He should get his money back.
What does that tell you? Yeah,
he's not
very
good.
All he did was cry.
Yeah, not very good.
I mean, if you're up there just to tell the truth, why do you need acting lessons?
Right.
I'm just asking. And finally.
Oh.
I hate it when it comes to an end, Franco. I don't even sleep at night.
Don't talk about
it. For the time to get on and have our banter.
I know.
And fun. And then it comes to an end every day.
Don't talk about it.
Okay. She never wears perfume because she breaks out. Bad allergies. Amy Adams, Courtney Cox, Eva LaGoria.
I'll say Amy Adams.
Never wears makeup.
As I said, perfume.
No, perfume.
Oh, perfume. Yeah. Okay, perfume.
Courtney Cox.
Who'd you say, Dan?
Amy Adams.
All right, I'll go Longoria.
The answer is Eva LaGoria.
Told you.
There you go. Have a great day. Drive careful, St. Louis. Mike, give it that holiday.
You know how I know he's a pro? He didn't break up and cry one time, and I know he knows about the death of DJ Easy Rock.
Oh, I know.
And he never lost it. You couldn't even, just like it never happened.
Good for
him. That's a pro. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. We have established Mother's Day is only a week from this Sunday, not 2 weeks from this coming Sunday, so you want to really, really impress Mom. Get some reservations, or at least pick up something from the Smokehouse Market. That's a great idea for Mother's Day. Schaefer, here's another great idea. Schaefer Auto Body Center, if you're in an accident. Now, I don't know where Mr. Rosenblum's Bentley is going to be taken after the crash early this morning, just after midnight. But he's a smart guy. Whether you like what he does or him or not, he's smart. Probably smart enough to let Schaefer get a hold of that vehicle and make it right. And you don't have to be a well-known, successful attorney to take your vehicle to Schaefer, because you probably have insurance. And I say probably because it's the law. I mean, I know there are people that skirt it and try to get around it. You have insurance, and that's what insurance is for. And by the way, you have every right to tell the insurance company, hey, this vehicle is going to Schaefer. They'll probably beat you to the punch, because it's one of the favorites for most insurance companies, because they know it'll be done right. And if they're going to be shelling out the money, they want it done right. Seven locations coming within, I would say, the next 4 to 6 weeks, maybe news about another Schaefer Auto Body Center location. For now, there are seven. Don't forget the CSCHAEFER, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Our final look. Here's Tim Weiland.
Still looking pretty heavy, but it is getting better. Southbound 270 is slowing now from Dorset down through Highway 40, and then you open up a little bit more Manchester through Doherty Ferry. On southbound 170, we've got heavy traffic now south of Olive. In fact, it's south of Delmar down through Highway 40. Eastbound traffic on Highway 40 is thinning out just a bit. You're slow 141 through Mason. You still have a stretch between Clayton Warson and Big Bend. On westbound 40, now it's normal. Kings Highway through McCausland, a little heavy from Lindbergh out through 270, but then you have that slow patch between 94 west of Highway K. Starting to look a lot better on southbound 141 now. It's south of Big Bend through Highway 44. And if you're coming in from Illinois, you're slow Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge on westbound 5564. This traffic report brought to you by AccountTemps. Looking for great temporary accounting or finance jobs? AccountTemps has them. Register at AccountTemps.com, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Got an email. I think I may have my first couple at the table. Then I need a second couple. I'll update you tomorrow. That's for the St. Jude thing. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
KTRS St. Louis, live and local. Depend on it. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Cleaning up after the storm. How one St. Louis area business plans to move forward after suffering major damage.
Houses blown right off their foundation. We are in Mississippi with a look at the damage in Tupelo.
A domestic battery arrest of a married man in Alton reveals he actually has two wives. So will he be charged with bigamy?
First on Fox, cleaning up after yesterday's powerful storm. Crews spent the day collecting debris from a building that was heavily damaged by the severe weather. Fox 2's Shirley Washington joins us live from the scene with more on their efforts. Shirley.
Sandy, it has been an incredibly busy day here. Take a look across the way and you can see a large sheet of metal still dangling from the building. But for the most part, the grounds have been cleaned up.